Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Kelly traveled all the way from Richland?
She took the bus.
So what will happen to Kelly now?
Well, she'll be placed in a foster home. I spoke with the social worker assigned to Kelly's case. She said she wants to live with you.
What?
With us?
The idea of that girl being in this house every day makes me sick to my stomach. And you're talking about her being here 24 hours a day? I don't think this is going to be so easy.
I trust your parents' instincts, and you should too.
If you decide the answer is no, don't do it because of me.
You've changed your mind?
I think you're right. I think underneath all that toughness, she has a good heart. And your mom could help that come out more.
Elaine, I think God wants us to take her.
So do I!
Oh, hi, Tamika. How was the slumber party at Gwen's?
It was a blast. Hey, what are these boxes for?
They're Kelly's.
Oh, that's right. She moved in last night. Well, I need to grab my tennis shoes from upstairs. I'll be right back.
Honey, wait. I still need to talk to you.
Just a minute, Dad. Kelly.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing in here? What is this stuff?
Your parents told me to bring it in. Looks like we'll be sharing a room for a while.
What?
Hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I'm sorry, Tamika, but you were at Gwen's last night when we had to decide where Kelly would sleep.
But what happened? I thought she was moving into the old office.
She is, but the furniture hasn't come yet. It was supposed to come yesterday afternoon, but now it's on back order for 3 more weeks.
Well, then why can't she just sleep on the fold-out couch until then?
You're forgetting the last time you slept on that thing when Grandma came to visit.
Oh, yeah. My back hurt so bad that I couldn't stand completely straight for a week. Marvin thought it was hilarious and kept calling me Quasimodo.
We didn't think we should cripple poor Kelly on her first night here.
I guess you're right. It'll be fine.
Thanks for having a good attitude about this.
Well, how bad can it be? Like you said, it's only for 3 weeks. It'll be fine.
That's the spirit. Now why don't you go on up and welcome her?
Okay. 3 weeks? This is not gonna be fine.
So, when's your new intern getting here?
Oh, any minute now, Connie. By the way, it was nice of you to let her stay at your house.
Oh, no problem. What's her name again?
Lindsay. She's probably about 17 by now. But I haven't seen her or her parents in years, so I don't know much more about her.
Well, we can certainly use the help. Oh, hey, that must be her bus that just pulled up.
Yeah, that must be her. Connie, I'd appreciate it if you would sort of just take her under your wing. She needs a good role model like you to show her the ropes.
Well, sure, of course. I'd be happy to.
Good, good.
Bye. Thanks for the ride. It was such a pleasant 500 miles. See you in a few weeks.
Bye, Lindsay.
Well, hello there. You must be Lindsay.
Hi.
Here, let me help you with that suitcase.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Lindsay, and you must be Mr. Whittaker. You've got such a cute place.
Welcome to Wit's End, Lindsay. I'm glad you like it. And you can call me Whit.
And I'm Connie. It's nice to finally meet you both. Oh, you were so kind to let me stay with you, Connie, so I brought you a little something.
What? Okay, a present so soon? I wonder what it can be. What is it?
Oh, Connie, it's a complete set of diaphanous body glitter, silly. It's the latest thing back home.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, how thoughtful, Lindsay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, and each color is a different scent. Raspberry, vanilla, rosebud. You just spray it on as part of your normal morning routine for a fresh, light scent and glittery, luminescent skin all day long.
Well, I am huge on luminescent skin. Well, why don't we go get you settled in at home, and then I'll show you around town.
That sounds awesome.
Wow. You sure have, made yourself at home.
What an interesting design those skulls on that poster create.
Thanks.
Though, Mom might not let you keep that up.
The Skeletal Maidens are my favorite rock group. I'm sure your mom won't mind.
Yeah. What a nice song. Hey, I thought Dad gave you my old keyboard.
Oh, he did. But you weren't using yours when I got home today, so I didn't think you'd mind if I played it. Oh, yours has much cooler features than mine.
Okay, but it can be kind of tricky if you're not used to the different functions. Just be careful.
Thanks for bringing me to the mall, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome.
In case I forget to say it later. You look positively radiant today. You're wearing the body glitter, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I put
Oh, good. I knew you'd like it. Oh, I just love pet stores. Those puppies are so adorable. Don't you just want to get one?
Well, actually, the last puppy I had chewed her way through three of my favorite pairs of shoes and a table leg.
Oh, it's not that bad, Connie. Look at the betta fish.
What?
Have you ever seen something so adorable?
Actually,
I've always wanted a pet. Let's get a fish, Rumi.
I don't know. Look at the instruction leaflet that comes with this guy. It's got to be 20 pages long.
Oh, it can't be that hard. It's just a fish. Oh, and we could get a cute bowl and the adorable little plastic diver guy. Oh, come on, Connie.
No.
I'll take full responsibility, I promise. Please.
Well, I'm not your mom, Lindsay. If you want the fish, it's your choice. Just so you know what you're getting into, that's
okay.
All.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Change water often. Feed regularly. Don't put two betta fish in a bowl together because they'll fight to the
Ooh.
Death. Blah, 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 blah. It's easy. Mm. Okay, let's get the bluefish. You grab the heart-shaped bowl and the diver guy, and let's go up to the cashier.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
You'll probably need food, too.
Oh, good point. I am so glad you're with me.
There's some at the counter.
Thank you for shopping Pet World. And will that be all for you?
Yes, I think so. Oh, it's so exciting. Isn't he adorable?
Yeah,
what should we name him?
Well,
how about Kerplunk?
Kerplunk. Kerplunk?
You know, the sound it'll make when we drop him in the water.
All right.
First pet?
Well, this is our first one together, yes.
I can always tell the first-time pet owners by how excited they are. Although I must say, I've never seen someone quite as enthusiastic as you.
Oh, thank you. I am excited. What an awesome day.
The fish looks excited, too.
Oh, whoa, what are you eating?
Tuna fish sandwich with lots of pickle, relish, onion, and some sauerkraut. Old family recipe. Want some?
Ugh, no thanks. How can you eat that? It's making me sick just watching and smelling it.
Come on, have some.
Oh, no, I can't stand tuna fish. Where's my air freshener?
What is that smell?
The scent is called buttercream frosting, and it beats repulsive sandwich any day.
It smells like the Keebler factory exploded or something. Oh, it's too sweet.
Oh.
Where did I put my air freshener? Ah, here it is.
Ah. Oh, great. Like that's any better.
Yeah.
Instead of rotten tuna, we have... herd of cows.
No.
It's disgusting.
It is not. It doesn't smell anything like a herd of cows. It's called new leather, actually.
Ugh.
You just drizzle the chocolate on like this, add nuts for eyes, and it's an ice cream ladybug. Now, who wants it? There you go. Enjoy.
How come you never make ice cream animals, Connie?
Well, I guess I never thought of it.
Connie did try to make clown-shaped muffins a few days ago.
Lindsay, could you go straighten up the little theater for me, please?
Sure, Whit. That'll be fun. Now, who wants to join me? First one there gets to try my ice cream lion.
She's been here a week and she has more friends than me. Can I get you something, Tamika?
Not unless you've got a spare room.
Not at the moment. Why?
So Kelly can move out of my room into her own. She's driving me crazy. And there's still two more weeks.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
You have no idea, Connie.
You know, maybe you just need to try a little harder to be nice. She's gonna be living with you for a while, after all.
That's easy for you to say. You've got the best roommate ever. You don't know what it's like to live with someone you can't stand.
Yeah, right.
Hey, is your arm supposed to glow like that?
Oh, I spilled the body glitter this morning.
Smells good, though.
Thanks.
Well, I need to get home. See you later, Connie.
Bye, Tamika. Best roommate ever. Why does everyone like her so much? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the one who needs to be nicer. Yeah, I bet that's it. I need to be nicer. Well, from now on, I'm gonna be so nice it'll make her head swim. It's time for a nice off.
You're really shining this morning, Connie.
I am?
And it's not just that fabulous body glitter. Oh, and you made breakfast.
Yes.
How wonderful of you. I love pancakes.
Well, they're my specialty. They're peanut butter.
Thank you. They look delicious. Mm. Although I'm a little bit allergic to peanuts.
What? Oh, I didn't know that. You don't have to eat
them,
then.
But it'll be fine. I'll just have to give myself a shot afterwards so my throat doesn't close up.
Are you sure? You didn't have to do that.
Delicious.
Oh, no. Lindsay, are you okay?
Oh, yes. I can have about 2 more bites before my throat closes up completely. These are great.
Are you sure you should be doing this?
I'm fine, Connie. I just need to find the syringe in my first ear.
Ow! Should I call 911?
It's not a big deal, Connie. Calm down. I'm fine now.
You are?
Oh, those pancakes were delicious.
Thank you. Hey, careful! You'll spill the fish. What are you trying to do anyway?
I just need to move this dresser so I can reach the plug for my CD player.
Don't hurt yourself. Just use the power strip.
Power strip? Oh, I'm not very good with electronics.
Well, here, just hand me the plug and I'll do it for you.
Oh, okay, here.
Voila, music! Connie takes a 1-0 lead in the nice off. Hey, this is really good music.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Great, because I got this CD for you today.
And Lindsay ties it up. All right. She's tougher than I thought. I've got to win this thing. I know, I'll do the laundry.
Here are your clothes, Connie, washed and folded. I was doing mine and just thought I'd do yours, too.
Oh.
I've got your whites over here.
Oh, thank you. 2-1. Lindsay leads. Hey, how about I clean the fishbowl while you put the clothes away?
That's so nice of you, but I did that earlier this evening.
You did? 3-1. I know. I'll just go pick up the living room then.
Oh, I did that too. And I vacuumed, dusted, and emptied the trash. I think I'll go make us some dinner. Can I get you a glass of lemonade while you wait?
And 4, 5, 6, 7-1. Why don't I... That'd be great. And can I have one of those cookies you baked this afternoon?
You've got no chance. I have about 100 water balloons up here, and I'm gonna use every one.
Kelly, what are you doing?
I'm having a water balloon war with some boys from down the street.
From my bedroom window.
I have the advantage of height. I'm killing them. Missed me.
That balloon almost came through my window. You're gonna get my room wet.
Casualties of war. Ha, gotcha.
Kelly, stop it.
Tamika, duck. Missed me.
Oh, great. My bed is soaked.
Sorry. All right, that does it. You guys soaked Tamika's bed. You've had it now.
This is not their fault. This is yours. And if I'm going to sleep on a wet bed tonight, so are you.
Hey, now where am I going to sleep tonight?
How about on your posters? Oh, wait. Those are wet, too.
You ruined my posters.
Ow.
Stop.
Ouch.
Ow.
That one hurt.
Hey, what in the world are you guys doing?
We got a little carried away.
You've soaked the place and yourselves.
It was a little disagreement.
Over what?
Pretty much everything.
Well, you'd better start getting along, because the first thing you're going to do is clean up this mess. Together.
Yes, sir. But my bed is soaked, thanks to her water balloon fight.
Oh? And who just threw a water balloon on my bed? It wasn't the elves.
All right, that's it. Since neither of you can sleep in your own bed tonight, I guess you'll have to share.
Share? Share what?
The fold-out couch.
What are you watching, Lindsay?
It's a documentary on the life cycle of the gnat. In Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Not really, no.
Then why don't you change the channel or put in a movie or something?
Well, I pushed every button on the remote, but nothing happened. And I tried to put in the movie Lonesome Hearts, and I could hear it, but I was still watching the Nat show. I just decided to wait for you to get home.
I showed you how the universal remote worked when you got here, and then again last week.
Could you maybe show me again?
Sure, Lindsay. It's really easy. You press this button and this one here, and there you go.
Thanks, Connie. Do you want to watch with me?
No, I'm really tired.
Come on, quality girl time. Please?
No, I'm going to go take a nap. Lindsay, there's another fish in the bowl with Kerplunk! Quick, give me that cup.
Oh, here.
Oh, we got to get him out of here. There. Wow, that was close. How did this happen?
Well, I thought Kerplunk seemed awful lonely by himself, so I got him a friend.
A friend? That friend would have had Kerplunk for dinner. What were you thinking?
Well,
don't you remember anything? The instructions were very simple. You can't put two fish together because they will kill each other. Kerplunk could have died. You are so ditzy. Oh, Lindsay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to...
No. No, it's okay. I'll just go.
Way to go, Connie. Why didn't I come with simple instructions?
Me?
Every time you bounce around, I lose about 3 inches of the cover over here.
Can I help it if I'm not comfortable? This stupid bar keeps digging into my back.
Mine too. Oh, if you need me tomorrow, I'll be in the bell tower. Ew!
What?
I think I just found one of the donuts Marvin was eating when he slept on here.
Ew!
3 weeks ago. Gross.
Wow, that sounded close. Do you think we could turn on that lamp?
Okay. Are you scared?
No, of course not.
It's okay, Kelly.
What is that song?
Nothing. Am I bugging you?
No.
Well, my mom always used to sing to me when I was afraid of storms.
Did you make it up?
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Thanks.
You should record it on your keyboard.
I'd love to, but I have a hard time turning the tune in my head into the notes on the keyboard.
Well, I can play by ear. Maybe I can help. Can you sing it for me again?
Okay.
And that's why I just can't be friends with Lindsay, Whit.
So, why do you think you have to?
Have to what?
Be her friend.
Doesn't the Bible say to live in peace with everyone?
Well, yeah, you've got the right idea, Connie, but that's not the whole verse. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
So you're saying it's not possible for me to live at peace with her so I can stop trying?
No, of course not. We should always try. But I think this verse recognizes that there are people in the world that we're simply not going to be friends with, no matter what we do.
I hear that.
But there is one thing we can always do.
Please tell me it doesn't involve body glitter.
No. Do you remember the beginning of Romans 12?
The part about all Christians being members of one body, right?
Right.
I'm not sure I see the connection.
As Christians, we're all different. But God loves every one of us as his children. If we love one another with the same kind of unconditional love that God has for us, we'll start to see people as he sees them. And once that happens, it becomes easier to love people who are difficult to get along with.
Like Lindsay.
Like Lindsay, exactly. Even Jesus didn't get along with everyone, but he never stopped loving them.
I guess I wasn't being very Christ-like towards Lindsay, was I? Hey, do you know where I can find her?
Check the Noah's Ark display upstairs. I think she's counting sheep.
Lindsay?
Oh, hi, Connie.
Hey, how's it going up here?
Not too bad.
You have 3 sheep. There were only 2 on the ark.
I know. I can't figure it out.
Oh, wait, that one there might actually be a goat.
I wondered where that other goat was.
Look, what I really wanted to say was that I'm sorry.
Can you hand me Mr. and Mrs. Moose, please?
I shouldn't have yelled at you. I feel awful about it, and I hope you can forgive me. Wait a minute, are you arranging the animals by height?
It's the only way to make sure everyone gets a good view of the ark.
I see.
Of course I'll forgive you. And I'm sorry, too. I know I can be absent-minded sometimes.
Well, I never should have yelled at you. I'm sorry. Why did you pair the lion with the tiger?
Well, I couldn't find the other lion either, but they're both from the cat family, so they kind of go together. Although the orange and tan do clash just a bit.
Color coordinated too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really unique.
You don't like it?
No, I do.
You think it's weird?
It's not weird. It's, well, it's you. You've created a Noah's Ark display that's completely you. And now that I look at it, it's the best the Ark has ever looked.
Thanks. Will you pass the unicorns, please?
Unicorns on the Ark?
I brought those from home.
Hum that line for me again.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That's great. But I think the note is a little lower there.
Good news, girls. The furniture's here a whole week ahead of schedule. Kelly, you can start setting up your room.
Oh.
I expected a little more enthusiasm.
I guess I should go, so Tamiki can have her room back.
Wait, we still got a few more lines to do. Dad, does she have to do that right away?
No, but why don't you ask Kelly?
How about it?
Sure, let's get back to work.
Oh, here, let me take that fishbowl. You don't want to have to change again because your clothes are all wet.
Oh, thank you, Connie. And thanks again for helping me decide on the perfect bus outfit.
Oh, no problem. Whit just called and he'll be here in a few minutes to take you to the bus station.
It's so hard to believe that it's already been 3 weeks.
I know.
It's gone by so fast.
Yeah. Do you have everything?
I think so. Oh, wait. I think I packed your power strip.
Oh, that's all right. Just keep it. I really don't need it.
I couldn't just keep it, but maybe I can trade you for... Well, why don't you keep Kerplunk?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
But I want you to have him. I'm not entirely sure they let fish onto buses, and I know you'll give him a good home.
Well, okay, thanks, Lindsay. It's a deal.
Oh, there's Whit. Oh, Connie, I'm really gonna miss you. I do hope we can stay in touch.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, I better go. I don't want to miss my bus.
Okay.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
Here are Kerplunk's instructions.
Oh.
Take good care of him for me, okay? Bye, Connie.
I will. Bye, Lindsay. Have a safe trip home. Well, looks like it's just you and me, Kerplunk. Now we make good roommates.
We've all had troubles at times getting along with people. And that's okay, as long as we're making our best effort to live at peace with everyone. I'm glad the 2 pairs of roommates learned to work out their differences. If you're ever having trouble getting along with someone, make sure to ask God and your parents about how to deal with it. Oh, and one more thing. Don't ever eat something you're allergic to. As we heard in today's episode, it's a bad idea and you could get hurt. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Best of Enemies was written by Sherry Van Truren and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley. Our vocal talent included
Paul Herlinger, Mark Christopher Lawrence, Courtney Brown, Rachel Fox, and Sarah Busker, with Katie Lee as Connie. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.